All right, welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 8, which means that it's been the 8th week of social distancing here in Northern Virginia and a lot of the United States. I'm here with my son, Logan. Logan, what's the name of this podcast?
The Logan Podcast.
If you're joining us for the first time, I'm a dad in Northern Virginia with my 7-year-old son, Logan. We're documenting our experience of social distancing in the age of COVID-19. Like many other families, we've all been spending a lot more time at home. And so we're just looking to understand what's happening, talk about how we're feeling, and what else, Logan? What do you think the point of this podcast is?
To talk about what's happening when we're stuck at home.
Yes, and sometimes it's also okay for there not to be a point. So I think we're teetering on that balance of one, wanting to create some kind of record for ourselves, and also to just have a way to stay connected and in touch with the outside world. Do you remember the outside world?
Yeah.
What do you remember about it?
What do you mean by outside world?
So the world that exists outside of our home.
That there's lots of living things, like trees and plants and me.
But you're technically inside our home.
But we go outside too.
That's true. But we haven't really interacted socially with other people in a while.
I have never been in a car since it started.
Yeah, and you're lucky. Do you miss seeing people? Do you miss interacting with friends?
Sometimes.
What do you miss?
Well, I don't miss them that much because when we're doing distance learning class on the computer, I can still see them.
That's really nice.
But you don't actually see them in person.
And is that different for you at all?
Yeah.
How is it different?
Because when we don't do that in class, you can actually see the person actually being there since you're really far away from them when you do distance learning.
That's interesting. Well, hopefully school returns at some point. A lot of question marks, I think, for us all because it's just very unclear what's happening. But before we get into that, it's the first week of May. Today also happens to be Mother's Day. Logan, do you have any message for Mom?
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy.
And is there anything in particular you want to thank Mom for?
For cooking.
What else?
I can only think of one reason.
What's that reason?
The reason I just told you.
Just cooking?
Yeah.
But Daddy cooks too.
Yeah. There's other things too, but I forgot.
Oh, that's too bad. Do you want to try to think of one more reason at least? I'm sure there are many, but maybe you can just go with the one that you can think of that's not cooking.
Because she's Mommy.
Logan, you're a very convincing individual, and I know some people, when you say things like that with your little smile and your dimples, that they'll just kind of accept the answer and roll with it, but Daddy's not as susceptible to your charms. So, come up with one more reason why you're thankful to Mommy. What's one thing Mommy does that you really appreciate?
Because Mommy lets me play video games.
That's not true, though. I guess we all let you play video games once in a while. Anything else?
No.
I don't believe that at all. So come on, come up with one more thing that you're thankful for Mommy and to Mommy for.
Because Mommy's nice.
How is she nice?
Because...
What's one special thing that you think Mommy does that no other Mommy in the world does?
Mommy lets me use her phone.
But other kids, their moms let them use their phones too, I'm sure. That must be happening.
The difference is Mommy has different games.
Games that you put on there, right?
Yeah.
Anything else, Logan?
That's the only reason I like to go on Mommy's phone, because there was games on it.
Games that you put on it.
Hee hee hee!
Are you sure you can't think of anything else?
No.
Come on, buddy. Come up with one reason.
I can't think of reasons, though. I've already told you many reasons, and I can't think of more.
That's fine. Well, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, including our own. I'm sure you all are making calls and having Zoom or have had Zoom video chats. And so just wanting to also express our gratitude and thanks to our own moms and all the moms out there who really do make the world go round. And we're just grateful and excited to celebrate through the podcast.
Yay!
In Virginia, things have been a little interesting. We're starting to slowly hear word that things will slowly open back up in the state. I think Virginia is an interesting case because in Northern Virginia, we've got a bit more of an urban demographic, and that's just to say that there's higher population density and more people living in the northern portion of the state. A lot of the other parts of the state are quite rural, and so perhaps they've been practicing social distancing by default for some time now. Recently, the governor has said that we'll start opening things up again, and there's been a little bit of backlash from the counties in Northern Virginia, and for good reason. I think we're all a little bit nervous about how things are going to go, especially when there are so many more people living in this area. So we'll just take it by ear, but I think it's going to be a while before we're super comfortable about going back to life the way it was, or it's hard to imagine even feeling super comfortable about eating at a restaurant again. But through this, I think there are a few things that we've come to appreciate and hope that even continues beyond just the social distancing era. One, quite excited that hand washing has become a thing. Logan, how do you feel about hand washing?
Good.
Do you think you're a better hand washer now than you were before?
Not really.
Why do you say that? Were you always washing your hands for 20 seconds before?
No.
But are you doing that now?
Sometimes.
And Daddy's a realist, so even if it's just sometimes, I think that's an improvement from never. So I will take that victory. The other thing that I'm glad that we've been able to accomplish through this period is we're getting much better about food management. So we're wasting less food, we're using more, we're more mindful of food waste, and we're also just managing our own food supply better. Logan, do you know what that means?
No.
So before we were stuck at home, I think we were probably wasting a little more food than we had to. So things would go bad, or we would go out to eat more often, and so there would be food that just would spoil, or we would just forget about. And what I think we've become much more aware of in this time is how much food we have, because we're limited in terms of the number of times we go to the grocery store. So we know what we have, we're acutely aware of it, and then we've been making more effort to use what we have and cook at home. Definitely, we've been managing our food better. We've been wasting less. We've been probably eating more healthy food. And that, I hope, no matter what happens, I hope we continue to do that, because it's just a smart thing to do. And also, in terms of sustainability, it's a very important thing. Do you know what sustainability is, Logan?
No.
Sustainability just means that we can use the resources and things that we have and continue to not waste and just preserve what we have and continue to produce what we have. An example of this would be our little solar charger. Logan, would you tell people what our little solar charger is?
It's a thing where it's like a charger, but it charges by the sun. It takes the sunlight power and it gives it to the device's energy.
Yeah, that's right. So we have a really old, like, first gen solar panel, and it's about the size of a mobile phone, and it takes, like, I would say a week to even generate a full charge. And even when we're able to charge that battery, it most likely only can charge your phone for about half of its capacity. But it's something I bought a long time ago, because it's one, I believe in solar energy, I believe in renewable energy, and it's just fun to be able to see how we can, even at a micro level, harness the sun's energy and use it to power some of our devices. And in a survival situation, it could probably come in handy, even though it takes forever to charge. So, Logan, have you found that solar charger? Did you even know we had it?
I thought one day when you actually, Lex and you were talking about something like the solar panel.
Do you like the solar panel?
Yeah.
Okay, so from here on out, you can take care of it and make sure that it's sitting in sunlight and you can use it to charge your devices.
If it's sitting in sunlight, didn't I try making it to be closer to the sunlight? I thought it would charge faster.
That I'm not sure about, but we can try it. We can try that experiment. Switching back to food, one of the ways that we're able to lead a more kind of sustainable lifestyle, leave less of a footprint on the planet. Logan, how have you found the food that we've been eating in the social distancing era?
What does that mean?
Just what do you think about the food that we've been eating since we've been stuck at home?
Every food I give me, I'm still happy with eating.
Oh, that's really nice of you. What would be your top 5 memorable meals?
Meat.
What kind of meat?
Squishy gogi.
Squishy gogi. You mean triple layer pork?
Yeah.
Or samgyeopsal?
Hee.
For people who don't know, that's just, it's basically unsalted bacon, and it's like thick cut. It's really delicious. I have to say it's also a favorite of mine. What else, Logan?
Noodles.
What kind of noodles?
Udon noodles, jajangmyeon noodles, ramen noodles.
Yeah, noodles are pretty delicious. What's your third favorite meal?
Pastas.
What kind of pastas?
I like spaghetti and all other types of pastas. To me, pasta tastes the same, except some pastas have different shapes. I like the swirly pasta.
You mean rigatoni?
Yeah.
That's cool. Anything else you've liked eating? What do you get most excited about when it shows up in time for mealtime?
Sometimes I smell it. Like when you made red beans and rice, I smelled it from all the way upstairs. To me, it smelled a little weird because you put some different stuff in it.
What could you smell?
I didn't think it was red beans and rice. To me, it smelled like something else.
What did it smell like?
I don't know because I've never smelled something like that before.
Well, I'm glad you were paying attention. It was actually quite fun to, it's been fun to experiment with different types of food and meals. And one of the things that Daddy's enjoyed doing is trying to find ways to cook food that doesn't require a whole lot of tinkering. So I like to do sort of slow and low baking or braising. So that just means like with ribs, for example, once we put the rub on the ribs, we can just bake it for like 4 hours in the oven and it comes out quite well. And the same with like red beans and rice. Once I got everything going, we just kind of put it on over low heat and let it do its magic for about 3-4 hours. So it's called slow and low cooking, and it's been a staple of just COVID-19 life. And I really like the flavor that comes out. So with the red beans and rice, I think, Logan, what you were smelling was maybe some of the bacon and the garlic and the onions.
For a second, I thought I did smell bacon.
That makes sense because I did actually fry the bacon initially before I put it into the red beans.
You meant to fry bacon?
Just for a little extra flavor, a little extra crisp.
Do you normally fry bacon?
Yeah, if we're just eating bacon, I do. But in this case, I wanted to saute it a little bit with the onions before we put it in.
I didn't taste any onions.
They were in there.
They were?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you've enjoyed all of our cooking. And I think we'll probably continue to cook at home for a while, no matter what happens. Partly because, one, again, the comfort level with... I just don't think we're ready to go out and eat at a restaurant and enjoy the experience. And two, just actually really more than anything, enjoy cooking and have found a renewed sense of entertainment and even joy from cooking at home. So Daddy's been leveling up his home cook status. So you can call me Chef Dad.
I thought you said you found a way to save money by making your own French fries by potatoes, because you said French fries are expensive, more expensive than French fries.
Oh, yeah, that's funny, Logan. So French fries aren't that expensive when we're out, but I have discovered that Daddy can make French fries at home, and so that are actually more healthy and a little cheaper than what you can buy. So I'm glad you remembered that, but also enjoy the French fries that Daddy's making. How did they taste?
Good.
Are they crispy?
Yeah. I don't like them that crispy, because when we had French fries today, some of them were too crispy. That's why I gave some of them to Lex and some of them to Mommy.
Oh, Logan, you are a very harsh critic, but I will accept that and try to accommodate your palate. But yeah, Daddy's enjoyed cooking, and I'll keep messing around with different recipes. And I don't like to follow recipes exactly, but I just take them as general guidance. So,
don't you like to change things up a bit to see what happens?
Yeah, you know Daddy pretty well.
Sometimes food has different tastes or looks different, depending on if you do the same or different.
Yeah, and that's called innovation, and Daddy loves it. That's the only way we can make progress as a society and as a human race.
Okay.
So Logan, I hope you also follow that philosophy later in life, and you're able to make and find your own path. Is there any food that you're really excited to eat out again at a restaurant?
Not really. To me, I think we eat like every single food at home, since I haven't been out since it started, coronavirus started.
What about, weren't you asking about pho? Don't you want to eat some pho?
Yeah.
So pho is one of these things where I think it just tastes so much better when we're actually there. Taking pho out isn't really a great idea. There are definitely foods and dishes that you really just want to eat fresh. What other types of food do you like at restaurants?
I like when we eat at restaurants because I like when they do dessert.
Well, maybe Daddy will try to figure out how to make ice cream at home. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah, we've already tried doing popsicles. And we've made Gatorade popsicles, right?
Yes, we have made those.
My favorite was the fresh squeezed orange juice one. Because to me, that one tastes the best. You know, sometimes when I suck the flavor out of the popsicle, sometimes it just tastes like plain ice and I don't like it like that. That's what happened to me when I ate the Gatorade popsicle, and it didn't happen to me when I ate the fresh squeezed orange juice one. That's why I like the fresh squeezed orange juice one better than all the others.
Oh, very interesting. I will keep that in mind when we hit that part of the summer where we make our own popsicles. Daddy's favorite popsicle was the popsicle I made with watermelon and strawberries. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Did you like that one or no?
Not really.
Oh, well, more for me then.
Hee-hee.
It's also been interesting to follow kind of how the foodie community's been thinking about how to support restaurants and also what different people think good food is. And I'll use this as an example, fried chicken. Logan, what is your favorite fried chicken?
Popeyes.
Daddy would agree. Popeyes is pretty good because there are so many like fried chicken spots and a lot of hipster fried chicken joints where they're trying to make fried chicken super fancy and just kind of mix the recipe up. But man, it's sometimes just hard to beat a classic like Popeyes. I mean, I love innovation and I love progress and sort of experimentation when it comes to cooking. But man, there is something about just a standard, plain, classic, and Popeyes does chicken pretty well, so.
My favorite part of Popeyes chicken is the breading.
Why do you like the breading so much?
Because it tastes good, and one time I secretly took breading off of it.
Why'd you take it off of it?
Because I liked the breading.
Oh, so you took it off and ate it?
Yeah.
Well, let's stop talking about Popeyes because, one, Popeyes is not sponsoring us, and two, we also only allow ourselves to have Popeyes once a month. The next time I think we'll have Popeyes is June, so you'll just have to wait until then.
We already had Popeyes when Harmony Habaji came.
Yeah, that's true. And sometimes also Daddy makes chicken wings too. How do you like Daddy's chicken wings?
Good.
What do you like about them?
Sometimes the chicken wings don't have that much flavor.
Oh, you are the harshest critic, my friend. But at least you're honest. What kind of flavors would you want in your chicken wings?
Rodeo rub.
Okay, I'll make sure I put some more spice on your chicken wings. You know what Daddy misses?
What?
I actually miss having really good Japanese food.
Like what?
Oh, I love a good sort of chirashi. I just love any fresh assortment of fish I really like. And it reminds me of the time I spent in Japan and got to visit the Tsukiji Fish Market, which used to be in Tokyo, but it used to be the largest fish market in the world. And Daddy woke up really early and went with one of my friends to go have breakfast sushi, which kind of sounds weird now that I think about it, but it was the best sushi meal of my life, where you sit across the counter and the sushi chef just hands you the freshest fish, and he just hands you one piece at a time over the counter, and you just eat it and you say thank you, and it was amazing.
That reminds me of when we went to eat sushi at the mall, where there was a conveyor belt and it put food everywhere, and then people could just take it off of the conveyor belt if they wanted it. And wasn't that the time when Lex got, when we saw the Pikachu cake, like that mini cake?
Yeah, and Daddy really does not like conveyor belt sushi and mall sushi. There's so many, or Pikachu cakes. So there are so many things that I don't like about that place. But I know you guys like going there once in a while. So we can check it out. And it was a novelty, but those types of sushi places, they like hurt Daddy inside, because I just do not like the idea of that kind of Japanese food. Because it's like fast food Japanese food. And there's a time and place for that. But maybe not with Daddy. Maybe you just go with Mommy to those places.
Okay.
So, I don't think we'll hit the point where I'm going to feel comfortable making Japanese food, especially sushi, at home. But you never know. If this lasts another 6 months, or if school gets canceled in the fall, then maybe Daddy will start to make sushi at home.
If it gets canceled in the fall, then it'll be close to my birthday. Then my dream will come true.
Oh, Logan, I'm all for dreams coming true, but not this one. I hope school still happens in the fall, and as long as it's responsible. So I do hope.
Even when if school opens, I think it's still probably going to be close to my birthday, or maybe even past my birthday.
Yeah, it could be the case. So we'll see what happens. Any other things you want to say about food, or things you like to eat, things you like to cook, before we wrap up the podcast?
No.
Any messages you want to send to your friends, teachers, or anyone that's listening to this?
That they can be a guest.
Oh, is there someone in particular you would like to have be a guest on the podcast?
Some of my classmates in my classroom.
Oh, okay. Anyone else?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll continue to have our stream of guests, and as we continue on with the podcast. But in the meantime, yeah, we're open and we'd love to chat. Gosh, I can't believe it's been 2 months, Logan.
It doesn't feel like 2 months to me. To me, it felt like it was very short.
That's because you're a young man. To Daddy, it feels like 2 years.
How?
It just feels like it's been one long day. And frankly, it's hard to tell how long it's been. So until we do this podcast sometimes, it's really hard for Daddy to know that a week has even passed. Like, of course, we generally keep track of what's happening.
I don't keep track because I'm too busy.
Too busy with what?
Lots of stuff.
Well, I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad you're well fed. I'm glad you're satisfied with your meals, aside from some of the complaints that you've shared with me today. And yeah, thanks for being so resilient. Do you know what that means?
No.
Just means being like hardy, being able to just last, you know? So stay standing and just continue to fight through whatever's happening. So thanks for that, Logan.
I don't think I really fight through because I'm staying home.
Well, believe it or not, that's one way of fighting through the situation.
That's why washing my hands doesn't seem so important to me since I stay home so much.
Maybe not for you in particular, but washing hands is one of the most important things that we can do throughout this time. So thanks for continuing to stay home and be cool, and thanks for washing your hands too, Logan. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
I think we'll wrap it up there. How should we end the podcast this week?
By ending it how we usually end it.
And how do we usually end it?
Stay sane, stay safe, and wash your hands. And then I say bye. And Daddy usually tells me to do something that is related to the song he plays.
Thank you for succinctly capturing our ending sequence. And with that, stay safe, stay sane.
And wash your hands. Bye. Some got hopes and dreams, we got ways and means. The Supreme Dream Team always comes up with schemes.
You are my ghetto superstar. Thanks, buddy.
Bye. Man. Look at the sky. All the stars, man. The stars are beautiful tonight. Look at that.